This Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Mr. Bob Daniel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Particularly when we enter into the end of our retreat time, it's good to reflect upon what our real relationship with Christ is. We had a beautiful sermon yesterday on what it means to follow God and what the call is, and to the need to abandon everything for Him, to cut off those ways that passed before, so that we can all the more realize that God is our only. He is the only thing that matters. We spoke about that last night, sometime during our reflection, doing our grip. And here we have it again. And our Lord just continues to say those words, just follow me. That's it. Just come and be with me. Just walk with me. Consider all the excuses that up to this point in the living out of Christ's priesthood that each of us have had. All the excuses to not give ourselves more generously to Christ, to not engage more in the apostolate that God has presented before us in our various parishes and assignments, the ways in which we ourselves have given into frivolity, not in the good and healthy frivolity, but the frivolity that will never be bought back. What our Lord is mentioning here is that this world is not what we're made for. And so when we realize that this world is not what we're made for, it makes it all the more strong for us to make that generous gift of self to God, to Christ, to come and to follow Him, to be like He is, to not have a place where we rest our head like it somewhat has felt, at least like for me, during this time, constantly in movement. What our Lord responds in these questions to these disciples who obviously do want to follow Him, obviously do want to give their lives, at least in some extent, to Him. It seems like maybe there's a ruthless quality to His responses. Jesus isn't nice. Jesus is not a nice guy. Jesus does have a ruthless quality to who He is. And oftentimes, this is the very reason why some people pull back. He says, well, shouldn't you be more kind, more understanding? But our Lord says there's a clear way, a delineation that leads to me, and one in many ways that lead apart from me. He says, come follow me. I'm worth it. I'm worth it. We spoke about that last night in our discussion, that when a priest puts on his cassock or he puts on his clergy shirt, the traditional prayer that he would pray as he would do that would be to say that part from the Psalms that says, you are my inheritance and my chalice, O Lord. It is you who will restore my inheritance to me. Another psalm is, you are my inheritance, O Lord. You are all I desire in life. Those are things which easily fall off the lips, but are a lot more difficult to live out. And so our Lord calls us to this ruthless turning back to Him, to put aside all those sophisms and excuses that we offer Him for reasons why we don't need to follow Him as in an extreme way, as maybe indeed He's calling to us. 8 years of the priesthood we've been granted, and now is a time for something new to spring forth. Detachment from personal desires is the way to simplicity of heart that our Lord is asking. A simplicity of heart that just moves us to be brutally honest with ourselves, to what our vocation has been up to this point and what our vocation is calling us toward. To ask those questions, in truth, what is really coming first in my life? What are those first thoughts that enter into my mind when I wake up? What is that thing which lingers with me as I go throughout the early moments of my day, or the things which I allow to enter into me as I pass through, the anxieties that come forth? What do I really call it to be first? What is really moving my heart to make the decisions that I make? Do I ask the question before I engage in something, is it God's will or is it not God's will? For God's will isn't something that is so complicated. It might be difficult, but it's not a complicated thing for us to figure out. Sometimes under the pretext of that we're going to do some greater good, we rationalize not doing the better thing that God is calling us to in the moment. The following of Christ in our vocation isn't something that needs some sort of sophisticated analysis of just what are the obstacles in front of me so that I can finally do God's will. The only call for you and me in the following of Christ is to clear whatever is in the way of our path to seek God and to offer that generous heart. Isn't that what St. Augustine said? He said, love God, and then do as you please. If we place the love of God first and a desire to do his will and make those offerings to the Lord and seek to deny him in little things nothing, then that sets up all the other greater ease of yeses, and also those yeses allow us to hear the subtleties of the beats of the heart of God as he's seeking to lead us. Asking for that grace as we leave this retreat, this vacation, this time of fraternity, to in these next 8 years, God willing, that we shall share together in this sacred priesthood, then be all the more a generous gift. The Lord says, come and follow me. And that's the only thing that you and I need to focus on. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.